We're in the second half of Likutei Moran, chapter 81, Torah Mem Aleph. Before we begin, today is still the 14th of Shvat. Here in Eretz Yisrael, Shkia will be in about 30 minutes. We dedicate the learning Li'ilui Nishmas, Reb Aryeh Moshe Eliyahu ben Shmuel, Rabbi Aryeh Kaplan, Zichron Levracha, who was an awesome Talmud Chacham, and he was privileged to join together with Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Levracha, in producing the first major English translation of a Breslov Sefer of the Shvachei Haran and Sichei Haran, Rabbi Nachman's wisdom. In addition, he's the one who also did the English translation and major footnotes to Rabbi Nachman's stories, Sipurei Maaseis in English. Besides the many other Sforim that he wrote in Kiruv for NCSY and Kabbalah translating the Sefer Yetzira, other incredible things. I had the privilege of getting to know him a little, to speak to him, and to be able to benefit from his goodness. And also dedicated Li'ilui Nishmas, Sora Bas Reb Shmuel, whose yahrzeit is today, the 14th of Shvat, and Li'ilui Nishmas, Tuvia Reb Yisrael Yitzchok, Yerachmiel Daniel Ben Gedalia, and David Yisrael Ben Ephraim. And also we dedicate the learning for a complete refuah shalema for all those that need it. Tesorech Shar Choyle Yisrael, Torah Pe Aleph, Kishodon Misameach Atzmoi B'Simcha Shel Mitzvah, when a person brings themselves to joy and happiness with the joy of performing a mitzvah, V'Hasimcha Gedoyla Kol Kach Ad Shenoygas Ad Raglov, and the joy is so great that it expands throughout the entire body, even reaching the feet of the person. Ad shemarakeit machmas simcha, to the point where the person starts dancing out of joy. Ze habechino nikro v'novi levav chochma. This concept is referred to as a prophet to a heart of wisdom. This is a pasuk in Tehillim, and Rabbi Nizal explains, Horaglayim heim netzach v'hoid. Usually, when we speak about the seven spheroids, the seven lower spheroids, chesed through malchus, the legs represent netzach and hoid, bechinas neviim, which are referred to as the source of prophecy. Because we know that in the Mishkan, where Moshe Rabbeinu received prophecy from Hashem, we're told that the prophecy came mibein shnei hakruvim. Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu, the voice of Hashem came from between the two kruvim. Now the kruvim were shaped like birds. Their faces were childlike faces. That's what's brought. Kiruvya means like small children. The Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that the Sfirois Chesed Gvura Tiferes are called Avos. They represent Avram, Yitzchok, and Yaakov, which means that the Sfirois Netzach, Choyd, Yesoid, which are a level lower, they are called Bonim, children. So that those childlike faces on those images represent the Midos of Netzach and Choyd, from which Nevuah comes, from which prophecy comes. Rabbi Nizal mentioned this in chapter 3 in Likutei Moran, in the first half of Likutei Moran, and in several other places. So now, Rabbi Nizal tells us that when a person is happy, and happiness originates in the heart, there's a pasuk, Nosata Simcha Belibi. David Amel says, you've placed happiness in my heart, and sadness, depression, is also in the heart. The pasuk says, before the mabul, vayisatzev eliboy, kaviochel Hashem became saddened in his heart. So simcha and atzvus are based in the heart. But when the joy is so big that it spills out of the heart, and it extends to the whole body, even to the lower parts of the body, to the feet, where the pasuk says, liboy nasa es raglov, his heart lifted up his feet. So the person is zeicha to start dancing with this simcha, and as a result of this, the spheroids of netzach and hoid are elevated to the level of the heart. They join together with the heart. Al yedei hasimcha shebelev, through that joy that originated in the heart, ki hasimcha ma'ala oisam, because this joy elevates, it picks up the feet, which means it picks up those spheroids of netzach and hoid. Vizehu horikud, and this is the concept of a dance. Shema leraglav b'chol pam. When a person's dancing, what they're doing is they're lifting up, they're picking up their feet all the time. there's a pasuk that's quoted very often in Sifrei Kabbalah Chassidus, Ragleho Yordos Moves, that the feet, which are the lower and lowest part of the Kedusha, those are the ones that Chas V'Shalom, when the Sitra Achra is strong, when the powers of Tumah are prevailing, the feet go down into death. Death means the Sitra Achra, the Klipos. So that dancing, when a person is dancing, they're picking up their feet. They're taking their feet out of Moves, out of death, and lifting it up to Chaim, to life, with this Simcha, with this joy. This is obviously a very important thing, and Rabbeinu Zal speaks, Rabbeinu Zal dedicated about five chapters in Likutei Moran. In the first half of Likutei Moran, starting from chapter 41, there are about five chapters of Likutei Moran highlighting the incredible importance of clapping hands when a person's happy, and the joy reaches the hands, that the hands are clapping in joy, and especially when it comes to dancing, when a person's lifting up their feet in joy and happiness. Now Rabbeinu Zal adds, U'kishaloi meid Torah, and when a person studies Torah, oi she'oise mitzvah, or they perform a mitzvah, b'chol kach simcha, with such joy, she'hasimcha noigas ad raglov, that the simcha reaches all the way down to the person's feet, u'mala es raglov lamala, and causes the person to want to get up and dance. So it lifts the feet up. This lifts up all of the supporters of Torah. This is a term that's used in the Zohar HaKadosh, in the Gemara. Toimche Oraisa means those that are tomech, those that are supporters of Torah, the people who give money to charity to support yeshivas, talmidei chachamim, those things. They're called toimchei oraisa, shehem nikroim samchei kshoit. They are also referred to as supporters of truth, because the Torah is the book of truth. Vezeh pirush, and this is what the pasuk means in the Navi Yeshaya, when it says, tzedek yikroehu leragloi. Tzedek, righteousness, calls out to his feet. Rashi, the Meforshim, say that this refers to Avram Avinu, especially, that wherever he set foot, he spread tzedek, righteousness, and truth, and faith in Hashem. Ki ha-Torah v'ha-mitzvah nikroim tzedek. Because we know that the Torah and mitzvahs are also called tzedek, righteousness. K'moy shamru chazal, as the Gemara says in Chulin, tzedek tedaberun. When it comes to Torah or mitzvahs, speak. When it comes to other things, less talk is better usually. But when it comes to Torah, words of Torah, speak. And the Gemara quotes this pasuk, tzedek tedaberun. U'k'moy shekosov, that shows us that the Torah is called tzedek. U'k'moy shekosov, ki kol mitzvoy secho tzedek. And we find a pasuk in Tehillim that tells us all of your mitzvahs are righteous, are tzedek. So tzedek yikroei l'ragloi, tzedek is associated with the feet. And when through the joy and happiness of Torah and mitzvah, a person lifts up the feet, they're elevating the Torah, they're elevating especially the supporters of Torah. Just like the legs support the trunk of the body, and the trunk of the body is referred to as the midah of Tiferes. The right hand is Chesed, the left hand is Gvura, the trunk of the body is Tiferes, which is Yaakov Avinu, which is Emes, Titein Emes LeYaakov, which is the Torah. So the legs, which support the trunk of the body, they represent the supporters of Torah. And when we lift up our feet in dancing, expressing joy and happiness about learning Torah and fulfilling the Torah, this elevates the supporters of Torah. Gam hadibur horo nikro regel. We find also that when a person speaks lashon hara or other things, forms of evil speech, that's also called regel. Kama shekosuv, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, loy rogal al shoynoi. He didn't slander with his mouth. Gam hu nisale. So these words of evil speech, if chas v'shalom a person spoke lashon hara or other words that they shouldn't have spoken, when such a person is zeicha to dance for the sake of a mitzvah, to dance for the Torah, a celebration of Torah, or expressing the joy and happiness in performing mitzvahs, then that also brings about an elevation of these words that were bad. Gam odom nisale b'momoin. In addition, we know that a person is elevated through money, wealth, hanikro regel, which is called, also referred to as the feet. Kama shekosuv, as the pasuk says, ves hayekum asher baraglehem, and all of their subsistence, which is at their feet. And the Gemara says, "Zum memoinoi shel adam shemamidoi al raglav." This refers to a person's money, which stands them up on their feet. That's what gives them the ability to stand tall, in a sense. So that also, when we dance with our feet for kedusha, this elevates the money also. Gam kol hamadregos hatachtoinos hamalchune b'shem raglayim nisalim al yedei simchas Torah u'mitzvos. And so too, all of the lower levels, which are associated with the feet, all of them are elevated when a Jew is zoicha to this joy of Torah and mitzvah. Kamei shekosuv, as the pasuk says, tzedek yikro'ehu l'ragloi. Tzedek calls out to his feet. Shehat Torah v'hamitzvah heim koirin l'mala es elu hamadrega satachtoinus. This means that the Torah and mitzvahs that the person does with this joy, they call out to elevate these lower levels. V'zeh shomru chazal, and this also explains what the Gemara says in Baba Basra, mi she'ein loy bonim, that a person who doesn't have children, yisamach es ishtoi bedvar mitzvah, should make sure to make his wife happy in the mitzvah, ki isha nikreis regel, because we know the woman is referred to as the feet. Kamei shekosuv, as the pasuk says, ragle chasidov yishmor. Hashem watches over the feet of his righteous ones. And the Zohar HaKadosh says that the word chasidov there is written without a yud between the dalet and vav, which means as if it were singular, ragle chasidoi. Hashem guards and protects the feet of his righteous one. And the Zohar HaKadosh says this refers to Sarah, the wife of Avram Avinu, that when she was taken by Avimelech to his palace, Hashem made sure to watch over her and protect her, that he couldn't touch her, he couldn't harm her in any way. So we see that the woman is referred to as the raglin, the feet. Nimtza, this means the support. She is the support of the husband. Nimtza, shalidei hasimcha humale umekasher oiso lebechinas tzedek. So this pasuk, tzedek yikro'eyu l'ragloi, through the simcha of Torah and mitzvah, we elevate and bind the feet, the wife, to this tzedek, hanikro hei. And the term tzedek is also represented by the letter hey. The Tikkuni Zohar tells us that tzedek is a term that's used sometimes to refer to malchus. Malchus, the shechina, the woman. And she is represented by the final hey in Hashem's name, yud kei vav kei. The first three letters represent the other midos, chachma, bina, and the vav represents chesed through yesoid. That final hey represents malchus, which is called tzedek also. Vishom ikar hazera. And we know that the letter hey is also the source of seed and children. Kamei shekosuv, as Yosef HaTzadik said to the people of Egypt, hey lochem zera. Here you have seed. He gave them seeds to plant to generate produce. And the Zohar HaKadosh says that hey, the letter hey, is what produces zera, seed and children. This is why we find that Avram Avinu and Sarah were not able to have children until Hashem added the letter hey to each one of their names. Avram was changed to Avraham, and Sarai, her name originally was Sarai, and the yud was changed to a hey. When both of them had that hey, they were able to produce children. Gam bro karo da'avuha. We know also, the Gemara says, that a son is like the leg of his father. He's an extension of the father. But note that term leg again. So in order to be zoicha, to have children and good children, we need to elevate, we need to make sure to make the tikkun for the raglin, the tikkun for the feet. And in this chapter in Likutei Moran, Rabbi Nezal stressed that one of the important ways that a person is zoicha to make a tikkun for the raglin is when a person dances for Kedusha. When a person is so happy with the Torah or with a mitzvah that they dance. This refers especially to any type of holiday, Shabbos, Yontif. It refers to a wedding, a celebration, a simcha shel mitzvah, where a person is celebrating a wedding, a bar mitzvah, a bris, a pidyon haben. The rikudin is something very, very special. Gam emuna nikreis regel. We know that emuna, faith, is also called the foot or the feet. K'moshom Rabbi Seinzal, as the Gemara says, bo chavakuk veheemidon al achas. Chavakuk came along and he stood up the Torah. La'amoid means to stand up. He stood up the entire Torah, the entire Yiddishkeit, on one principle, emuna. As the pasuk says, v'tzadik be'emunoso yichya. A tzadik lives with his faith. V'chein kol hadvorim hanikroim regel. And now Rabbeinu Zalitz, and so too, anything that's called regel, Nisalim gets elevated when a person is zoicha to this joy of the Torah or joy of mitzvah. We know the holidays are called regel, shalosh regolim, the three holidays. So one of the ways that we elevate the holiday is simcha. The Torah says, v'somachto bechagecha, that one of the most important mitzvahs on all the Jewish holidays is simcha. And the simcha elevates the raglin, the feet, the lower levels of kedusha get picked up, elevated through this simcha. Interesting that tonight, as we're having this shir, in about 10 minutes, it's going to be shkia, sunset, here in Eretz Yisrael. And we have the holiday of Tu B'Shvat, the 15th of Shvat, which is a yontif. We didn't say Tachnun at Mincha today, the Mincha before, and we won't say Tachnun tomorrow in the Shachris and Mincha of tomorrow, Tu B'Shvat. And it's a time of eating special fruits, making brachas on fruit, if possible, making a Shechyonu. Shechyonu is the Birkas HaSimcha. It's called the blessing of joy and happiness on this holiday. And we find that Rabbi Nezal made a statement, Rabbi Nezal said about himself, that every time a holiday comes around, I'm new. I'm a new person. I'm connected to the holiday. On Purim, I connect to Mordechai HaTzadik. On Chanukah, I connect to Matisyo. And Rabbi Nezal there mentioned Tu B'Shvat also, interestingly, as one of the special holidays. We should be zeicher to be joyful, to be happy, that the Torah tells us that this is a holy day. It's a special day when the trees, the sap in the trees starts flowing. The Bnei Yisachar says it's an opportune time for a person to daven, to be zeicher, to have a good esroig. Esroigim are an incredible fruit of mitzvah that grows on trees. And again, we find that people are compared to trees. The pasuk says, ki ha'odom eitz hasode, man is like compared to the tree of the field. And we know that tzaddikim are called trees. When Moshe Rabbeinu sent the spies to Eretz Yisrael, he told them, go see ha'im yesh bo eitz imayin, is there a tree there or not? And Rashi points out, he was asking, is there a tzaddik there whose merit could protect those seven nations that are living there and make it difficult for us to be able to conquer Eretz Yisrael? Any questions, please?
Of Maimon dancing, I was just wondering, there's a connection with, I believe there's a halacha that you're supposed to do a little dance after Kiddush Levana?
Definitely. The Levana is the symbol of Malchus, which we said is the feet. There's a story in one of the stories that Rabbi Nezal told in Sipurei Maaseis. He speaks there about the moon complaining about its feet. The moon is the symbol of Malchus. The moon is the symbol of the woman who represents the Malchus, the Shekhinah. That's one of the cases where the Shulchan Aruch says that it's a Jewish custom upon reciting Kiddush Levana to dance afterwards, to put on special holiday clothing. It's a celebration to wear holiday clothing and to dance and to rejoice. We sing the song Maleim Ziv Amfigon, Smechim Betseisom Vesosim Bevoyom, that the sun and the moon rejoice when they come out, and they also are happy when they set. That term simcha, which is the tikkun for the malchus, for the shechina, for the feet especially. In Breslov, there's a custom to dance after shachris and also after Meiriv. And one of the reasons is that we're celebrating after Shachris, we're celebrating that Hashem has given me a new day. And I was zeicha to come to shul. I was zeicha to daven in a Breslov minyan. And the dancing after Shachris is like a victory march, rejoicing how happy we are that we were zeicha to put on talis and tefillin today and be part of a minyan and be zeicha to complete the davening, to hear the reading of the Torah on those days. This is at Shachris and also at after Meiriv. There's also a dance about celebrating the completion of a day and any of the good things that we zeicha to do in that day. And again, we mentioned that this chapter of Likutei Moran is one of about five chapters of Likutei Moran that speak about the depth behind this.
Remember, is this also connected to Ketzad Maraktim Lifnei Akala?
Correct, exactly. The wording in the Gemara, how do we dance before the Kala? That dancing is what's elevating the Kala, the Shechina, definitely. The next chapter, Torah Pei Beis, is one of the outstanding. Every chapter is special and outstanding, but this one is extra, extra. There's fabulous things in Likutei Halachos on this next chapter. It's some of it is a little bit deeper than the standard chapters of Likutei Moran, and we're going to learn very important, significant information about man and a woman, husband and wife, in this next chapter. It's based on the first pasuk in Parshas Ki Tzetzeh. Ki Tzetzeh LaMilchama Al Ayavecha, when the Jews will go out to war against their enemies. And there the pasuk speaks about a soldier, a Jewish soldier, seeing a non-Jewish woman, and he's attracted to her. And the Torah says, in order that he shouldn't commit a sin with her, the Torah makes a special allowance of how he can eventually marry her in a kosher way, even though there are many warnings attached to this, to try to prevent this from actually being completed, the Jewish soldier actually going ahead and marrying this woman. And interesting to note, it says over there that in order to be able to marry her, he has to bring her home, and she has to let her nails grow and her hair grow to be unkempt in a sense, because the Gemara tells us that the non-Jewish women, when their men were going out to war, they would dress up specifically to be able to entice and seduce soldiers at that time. That's what they were thinking about at that time. That's what they were trying to do. So the Gemara says there that if a Jew was attracted to this, then we tell him, wait, bring her home, and she should be in his house first for a period of 30 days and cry over her separation from her family and parents. And if the person still wants to marry her after that, then there are ways that he can do it in a kosher manner. But where it says there that she should cry, and Rashi HaKodesh points out, quoting the Gemara, so that the Jewish girl should be happy and the non-Jewish girl should be sad. Because we want the Jewish man to be able to see the beauty in the Jewish woman and the lack of beauty, the lack of joy in the non-Jewish woman. Again, we just touched on this now. There's a lot of information to explain all the details about this. But now Rabbeinu Zal begins. Ksiv, there's a pasuk in Tehillim that says, Ochor vokedem tzartoni. Hashem, you created me, you formed me back and front. And this is referring to when Adam and Chava were created. One of the opinions is that they were created back to back. They were attached by the back. And Adam was referred to as kedem, the front, and Chava was the backside. Rabbi Nazal says, Ze bechinas keseder v'shaloi keseder. These terms, front and back, represent something in its proper order and something that's not in order, disorder. Kedem hu bechinas keseder, bechinas aleph beis keseder, v'ocher hu bechinas tashrak, shaloi keseder. The term kedem, front or face, represents when things are in the proper order. For example, the Aleph Beis being written in its proper order. Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, so on and so forth. The term Ocher, the back, or backwards, we call it backwards, is Shaloi Keseder, when something is in reverse order, such as Tashrak, Tof, Shin, Reish, Kuf, where we're starting from the last letter of the Aleph Beis and going in reverse. And this, we have this in some of our prayers. In Ashrei, for example, and several other prayers, we have one sentence for each letter of the Aleph Beis and it goes in order. Aroi mimcha shem kidilisani begins with Aleph. Bechol yoim avorcheko is Beis. Godol Hashem amuloid, Gimel, and so on and so forth. In Musaf, on Shabbos, the paragraph, the main paragraph in the middle, Tikanto Shabbos Rotziso Korban Aitzeha, there you have the Aleph Beis in reverse order. If you take a look, Tof Shin Reish, it goes all the way from Tof all the way to Aleph. You have the Aleph Beis in reverse order. V'ze bechinas Odom v'chava. And this also applies to male and female. Keseder v'shaloi keseder. The word Adam, Aleph is the first letter of the Aleph Beis, Dalet is the fourth letter of the Aleph Beis, and Mem is the tenth letter. It's going in order, in the order of the Aleph Beis. It's not consecutive, but it's following the order of the Aleph Beis. Whereas the word, the name Chava is disorder. Ches is the eighth letter of the Aleph Beis, Vav is the sixth letter of the Aleph Beis, and Hey is the fifth letter of the Aleph Beis. We're going in reverse order. So Adam represents Keseder, Chava represents Shaloi Keseder. Havaya b'miluy alfin gematria mo Adam. Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei. When we spell out each letter as a word, the way we pronounce it, so that Yud is spelled Yud Vav Dalet. Hey is spelled Hey Aleph. Vav is spelled Vav Aleph Vav. And the last Hey is spelled Hey Aleph again, where we're filling the Hey's with Alephs. That's Bigematria Adam. Bigematria 45, Adam. Whereas Chava, the Chava, and that name of Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei, is called Keseder. That's the name of Hashem that represents Chesed, kindness, when things are in order, in good order. Whereas Chava, hu bechinas malchus peh. Chava is associated with malchus, which is associated with the mouth. The Torah shebal peh korinan lo. And the Tikkun Zohar says that Chava, malchus, is also represents the oral Torah. It's called Torah shebal peh. The Torah that was not supposed to be written down, but rather it was studied orally. V'chava loshen dibur. And the word chava means speech. Kama shekosuv, as it says in Tehillim, v'laylo l'laylo yechave do'as. One night to the other night speaks knowledge. Hainu malchus peh. Again, referring to Dibur, speech, which is Malchus, which is associated with the mouth. Ki ha-Malchus nikro Dibur, because now Rabbein Azal explains, Malchus, the attribute of kingdom, is associated with speech. Al-Shem, because of the following reason. Ki ein melech b'loyam. The attribute of Malchus requires people. Meaning, a person who goes into a room and there's nobody there and says, I'm king, that's nonsense, that's silliness. Kingdom means authority. Authority over whom? Who is accepting your authority? So we have this famous quote, Ein Melech Beloyam. There cannot be a king without subjects, without a nation. The Ein Ha'om Yoidin Ritzoinoi Elo Imkein Kishamelech Megala Machshavtoi Ritzoinoi L'toch Diburoi. And the nation, the people, only know the will of the king when it's expressed in words, when the king expresses what he wants in words. Nimtza She'ikar Hanhogas Malchusoi Eino Yalali De Dibur. So the whole concept of conducting a kingdom is dependent on speech. Veze Pirush Malchus Per. This is why the Tigune Zohar tells us that Malchus is associated with Per. We know that the word Per is Bigematri 85, with the Koilel it's 86. And 86 is Hashem's name Elohim, which is one of the names of Hashem that's associated with Malchus. There's a pasuk Elohim Malki Mikedem. Hashem is my king from way back. We've mentioned in the past also that the Shekhinah, which is referred to as Malchus, everything about it is associated with the mouth. We know that the tongue, the Hebrew word for tongue is Loshein. The word Loshein is Bigematria Shekhinah. A lip is called Safa. Safa, Shin Pei Hei, is Bigematria Shekhinah, showing that the Malchus, the Shekhinah, is generally associated with the mouth, with speech. In the previous Torah, we mentioned that tzedek, that the term tzedek is used for malchus. There's a pasuk tzedek tedaberun. Speak, we quoted that pasuk in the previous Torah, speak tzedek. Rabbeinu Zal is giving this as an introduction to lay the groundwork for what he wants to say now. V'zeh she'onu royim she'lefo'omim ho'ylech lo'odom she'loi k'seder. This that we see sometimes, that a person is experiencing disorder, that things are out of order, or things are not in good order. Ki shleimus kol hadvarim einoi elo kishehem miyuchodim umikushorim boyesporach. The perfection of everything in existence is only when those things are united and attached to Hashem. Ki hashleimus v'hamilui hi hachius. Because when we talk about something being complete or full or whole, that's dependent on the life force of that item. Ki ever shenestalek mimenu achius azay nikro chisorin. Because when a limb of the body loses its life, it's no longer alive, that's called lacking. When a person chas v'sholom, when the nerves in a person's arm or leg are dead, then that organ, it's as if a person doesn't have that organ. It's not usable at all. V'hachius hi hamoichin v'hasechel. And the source of spiritual life, what feeds spiritual life into everything, is chochma, sechel, wisdom. K'may shekosov, as it says in Koheles, v'hachochma techaya. Chochma gives life. We know that it says when Hashem created the world, we say kulam bechochma asiso. Hashem created everything with chochma, and that chochma is the life force inside of everything, in a tree, in a bird, in a table, in a river, everything. V'hachochma hu bechinas mo. Now, we mentioned a few lines ago, we said that Hashem's name Mo, Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei, when it's written with Alephs, is Bigimatria Mo, 45. Now Rabbeinu Zal tells us that the word Chachma, which means intellect, is actually two words, Koyach Mo. It's the power of Mo. Mo being one of the nicknames of Hashem, one of the names of Hashem. Koyach Mo. And Rabbeinu Zal says, we say this every morning in Korbanos, before the Karbonis, we say, Me chayenu, ma koichenu, ma tzikoisenu. What is our life? What is our power? So what we're saying there is that Ma is our life. Ma is our power. Uma hu Adam. And Ma is also the same numerical value as the word Adam. Ki les Adam beloy Aleph. because you cannot have the word Adam without the Aleph. The Zohar HaKadosh says that in every word, the first letter of the word is the major power of that word. So the word Adam, the main power of Adam is that Aleph. So the term Adam refers to Hashem's name Yud-Kei Vav-Kei when it's being filled out with Alephs, because there are other formats. There's another format of Hashem's name Yud-Kei Vav-Kei where the He is spelled He-He, not He-Aleph. And there's another format where it's spelled He-Yud. So here we're being told that Mo is Adam, because you can't have Adam without the Aleph. Hainu Havaya B'Miloi Alfin. This is referring to Hashem's name Yud-Kei Vav-Kei when it's being filled out with Alephs. Hainu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hu Chiyus Shel Kol HaDvarim. So when we say Me Chayenu, Mo is our life, we're being told that Hashem is the life force in everything. Kama Shekosuv, as we say again every morning in Tefillah, V'ato Mechaya Eskulam. You, Hashem, infuse life into everything. Hashem is the life force in everything. Nemtza, therefore we conclude, Zois habechina malchus chava kishehi mekusheres la'odom lebechinas mo haynu la'kodesh baruch hu azai yesh lo shleimus. We mentioned before that chava represents the malchus. Now, Rabbi Nizal is telling us that this concept of Malchus, Chava, when it's attached to Adam, Adam is Bigematria Mo, when it's attached to Adam, which represents Mo, which represents Hashem, Azai Yesh Lo Shleimus, then the Malchus is complete. Ki HaSechel, Shehakadosh Baruch Hu Som B'Hanchogas Malchusoi, because the wisdom and the intellect which Hashem invests in conducting His kingdom, bozehu machaya oisa. That's how Hashem infuses life into His kingdom. Kama shekosu, as the pasuk said, hachochma techaya. Chochma gives life. Vezehu laHashem haoretz umaloya. This is also the explanation of this pasuk, which says that the world and everything that fills the world belongs to Hashem. Rabbi Nizal says, Kisheho Oretz, the term Oretz, which means world, the word Eretz also means the earth, which is a term that's used to refer to the Malchus. In chapter 4, in Likutei Moharan, Rabbi Nizal quotes the pasuk, the Eretz Miskoimam Aloi, the land, the earth, is what gave him his authority, his kingdom. A person rules over a land. That term, Oretz. So the term Oretz is associated with Malchus. When the Oretz, Hainu Bechinas Chava Malchus, Mekusheres Lashem, when the Oretz, which represents Chava, Malchus, is connected to LaHashem, to Hashem, Azai Hu Bemeloyoi Ubeshlemus, then it's full, it's complete, it's whole, it's perfect. Now the term Malchus means kingdom. The term Malchus also means kavod, honor, respect. So when the respect is connected, is attached to Hashem, then it's complete. However, umi shemachalek bechinas chava, Malchus liatzmoi. However, if a person does not attach the Malchus to Hashem, the person wants to take the Malchus to themselves. I'm king. I rule. My word goes. Here again, you have a husband and wife living in a house. Who's the master of the house? Who's supposed to be the master of the house? Hashem is supposed to be the master of the house. And any authority or respect in the house is all about Hashem. For example, we know there's a halacha. The halacha says, if both the father and mother ask a child, could you bring me a drink? And one says, bring me a drink. He says, yeah, bring for me too. And the child can only bring one at a time. What should they do? The halacha says they should bring it to the father first and then to the mother. Why? Because the Gemara says that the child and the mother are required to show respect to the father. So we see that there's a hierarchy, there's an order, there's a seder. But however, this is not because the husband, this is because Hashem said so. Because Hashem said this is the healthy order, this is the proper order. This doesn't mean that a husband isn't required to show respect for a wife. The Gemara says, Oikiru l'neshaychu, show respect to your wives, ki hechi detisatru, so that you'll be wealthy. The bracha in a house, a major source of blessing in the house, comes from the wife. But still, there's a concept of a seder, an order, as to how things should be done. So here, Rabbi Nezal says, Umi shemachalek b'chinas chava malchus li'atzmoi, a person who takes the authority, the kingdom, the malchus, the chava to himself. Sho'imer, the person says, Ano emloich, I want to be the boss, I want to rule. It's not about Hashem, it's about me. Bozeh hu mechalek u'mafred oisom mi'akodesh baruch hu. By doing that, he's separating and splitting off the malchus, the authority, the chava, from Hashem. Azai eino b'shleimus. Then it's no longer complete and whole. Ki ikar chiyusa, because the main source of the malchus, of chava, is mo, hainu hasechel, which we said is the chachma, the koyach mo, the sechel, the intellect. V'zeh, and this is what the pasuk refers to when it says, Ki bechol chachmei hagoyim ubechol malchusam me'ein kamoicha. Among all of the intellectuals of all the nations and in all of their kingdoms, there's none like you, Hashem. There's nothing like you, Hashem. Pirush, what this pasuk is telling us, sichlom ein kol kach godoy lahachyos es malchusam. Their sechel is not great enough to infuse proper life into their malchus. Why? Because me'ein kamoicha. Because they leave out the most important component, which is Hashem. They leave out kamoicha. Because there's not kamoicha. There's none like you. You, Hashem, are not found there. They think their kingdom, they say on the American money, it says, in God we trust. What's the God? The God is the dollar. That's what their trust and faith. That's what they're worshiping. That's what they're chasing after. That's what they're building their lives around. Not around Hashem. Not thinking, what does Hashem want us? How does Hashem want us to live? U'kishehu mechalek es malchus li'atzmai. When a person takes the authority to themselves, that my wife has to serve me because I'm the boss. And my children, it's all about me. My house, I own, I bring the bread, I own the money. Not Hashem. We know that in the front of the house, in the entrance to the house, there's a mezuzah on the door. The mezuzah is supposed to be a reminder that this is Hashem's house. Hashem is the boss. I live here. But the boss, the authority, the real authority in the house is Hashem. Azai hoylech loy shaloi kaseder. When a person tries to disconnect the malchus from Hashem and tries to take it to themselves, then things are out of order. Things go out of order. Then there's shaloi kaseder. Ki hu besoich b'chinas shaloi kaseder, b'chinas malchus. Because this person has put himself up as I'm the king. And kingdom malchus is shaloi kaseder. Chava is out of order. Chava tashrak. Chava is upside down, backwards. U'kishezois habchino chava hi mekusheres lahaodom. Whereas, when the malchus, when this aspect of chava is connected to Adam, hainu lahakodesh baruch hu, the term Adam here is referring to Hashem. Hashem is called Adam in certain places in the Navi. When Yechezkel HaNavi had a vision where he saw the throne of Hashem, it says, Va'al hakise kemare Adam, and on the throne there was the image of an Adam. That term Adam there refers to Adam Ho'elion, the divine Adam, referring to Hashem. So when the aspect of Chava is attached to Adam, meaning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Azai hoylech loy keseder. then everything will be in good order, in perfect order. Then the husband and wife, they will experience Seder. Then everything will be in good working order. Because the Zohar HaKadosh tells us, Ki ba'asar de'is dechar, nukbe lo idkar tamon. Because where there is, where the masculine, where the male is present, the female is not mentioned. We know that when a woman, before a woman gets married, she has her name, whatever her family name is, Friedman, Berkowitz, whatever the name is. When she gets married, she becomes Mrs. So-and-so. She relinquishes her name, she takes on the name of her husband. So the Zohar HaKadosh says, where the Zohar is present, the female is not mentioned. Her name is, she lets go of her name and takes on the name of her husband. Nimtza, ki bechinas chava, sheloi keseder, nizbatlin al yidei ha'odom keseder. What this tells us is that when Chava, the woman, the Malchus, plugs in properly to Adam, which is the male, which in this Torah we're referring to Hashem Kaviyachol, then it's Keseder. Then everything is in good working order. Now we'll see, just a moment, in other places, Rabbeinu Zal quotes the Zohar HaKadosh, which tells us, when you take Hashem's name, Yud Ke Vav Ke, the simple, without filling out any letters, Yud Ke Vav Ke is 26. When you add Chava to it, when you attach Chava to Yud Ke Vav Ke, Chava Ches Vav He is 19. 26 plus 19 is Bigimatria Odom. So that that Yud Ke Vav Ke, which represents the male, when it's by itself, it's not complete yet. When a man, until a man gets married, he's called plaguf, half a halfwit, a half a person. When a man gets married, then he's called Adam Hasholem, because again, it's the union of Yud Ke Vav Ke, 26, plus Chava, plus the woman, 19, that forms Adam. That's why the Pasuk says, then when Hashem put Adam and Chava together, Vayikra Shmom Adam, he called them Adam, men. Because this term Adam, this Ma, this Shleimus, is achieved when there is this union between Adam and Chava. Ubechinas Keseder Nikro Yud. Now Rabbeinu Zal says, the concept of when things are working in the proper order, things are flowing properly from top to bottom, is represented by the letter Yud, the way it's pronounced, Yud Vav Dalid. Shemalchus Hanikra Dalid, we know that sometimes, in previously we mentioned that the Malchus is represented by the letter He, which is true, 100% true. Sometimes the Malchus is represented by the letter Dalid, because Dalus means poor. Just like the moon has no light of its own, it's poor. It receives, it's on the receiving end. It has to receive from the sun. The sun is the Mashpia, the moon is the Mekabel. So too, when we speak about a husband and wife, the proper order is where the husband is the provider. He's the provider, he's the breadwinner, he's the provider. He gives the seed. The woman, the wife, is the Mekabel. She receives. She's the receiver. He's the sun, she's the moon. Because of that, because to being a Mekabel, one who receives, is called an aspect of Dalid. Dalus, poor. Don't have anything of my own. I'm receiving. Les lo migar moklum, has nothing of its own. V'hakodesh Baruch Hu mamshech lo chiyus hachochma hanikro yud. And Hashem provides. Hashem sends a flow of life, a flow of chachma into the Malchus, into the woman, into the Dalit. And we know that chachma is referred to by the letter yud. Chachma is the 10th one of the spheres from the bottom up. When we work our way from the bottom up, chachma is number 10, the top. Hanikra, it's called Yud. In this week's Parsha that we just read yesterday in Bishalach, the Shira begins with Oz Yoshir Moshe Bnei Yisrael. Then Moshe Rabbeinu and the Jews sang. And Rashi points out, Yud al Shem HaMachshava. The Yud represents thought, Chachma, knowledge. So now Rabbi Nizal explains that the letter Yud, when we pronounce it as a word, Yud Vav Dalet. The letter Dalet, we said, represents the Malchus, the Shekhinah, the woman, Chava. The Yud represents Chachma. Malchus is the lowest one of the spheroids. Yud Chachma is the highest one of the spheroids. And Hashem draws life, Chachma, which is called Yud, Vezeh Yud Vav Dalet. And that's this concept of the letter Yud, the way we pronounce it, it's Yud Vav Dalet. The Vav is like a pipe. The letter Vav is shaped like a pipe from which the Chachma flows from the Yud into the Dalet. Vezehu Ocher Vokedem Tzartoni. And this is what's meant by the Pasuk. Hashem formed me back and front. Vatoshe Solai Kapecho. And Hashem spread his hands, Hashem laid his hands upon me. Rabbi Nizal says now, Al tikri kapecho elo chofecho. The word kapecho means hands. The letter chof is one of the letters in the alphabet. Chof is 20 in Hebrew, the letter chof. Hainu yud gematria chof. The letter yud, when we fill it out, when we pronounce it as a word, the letter Yud normally is 10. But when we pronounce it as a word, Yud, Yud Vav Dalet, it's Begematria 20. So here we're saying that Hashem spread his hands. Hashem created man back in front, Adam and Chava, this union of Adam and Chava, and Hashem placed the Chaf over them, which means Hashem shined his Chachma, the Yud, into the Dalet, into the Malchus, into the Shekhinah, through that Vav, through that pipe. U'kishemechalek es ha-Dalet li'atzmai. Whereas when a person makes a mistake, when a man makes a mistake, and it's not about Hashem's authority, Hashem's kingdom, it's about me, I'm the boss, what I say goes, and I want, and what I want is what counts. When a person tries to take that Dalet to themselves, umamshich li'atzmai chiyus mimena, and the person takes life for himself from that Dalet, azai naseloi shaloi kaseder. Then he reverses the order of the Yud. The correct order was Yud Vav Dalet. He flips it over, miyud nase davoi. Instead of the letter Yud, Yud Vav Dalet, it becomes davoi. The word davoi means sick, sickness, or depression, sadness. Vezehu, as the Pasuk says, v'chol levav davoi, and every heart is sick. Sickness is referred to as davoi, where the order has been reversed. The dalet is in front, and then the vav, and then the yud. Ki kishoholech lodom shaloi kaseder, because Rabbi Nizal says now, when things are going out of order for a person, when things are not going the way they should be going, zeloi machla slav, that causes heartache. K'may shekosev, as the Pasuk says, toicheles memushacha, when a person has extended longing, they're yearning, they want something to be, and it's not. They want things to be in a certain order, they want to complete something, and it's not being completed. And now Rabbi Nizal comes to the punchline. When a person sees inside of themselves that things are not going orderly, that things are not going the way they'd like it to go, Yeda, the person should know and realize, Sheyesh loy gadlus, that the person possesses arrogance. Hainu ano emloich, this person is in that state where I rule, I'm king. The person has forgotten the authority and kingdom of Hashem to a degree. What should the person do? Yaseh tshuva. The person should repent. V'yashpil es atzmoi. And humble himself. V'yeh b'chinas mo. And the person should make himself mo. Mo also means nothing. K'may shekosev, as it says, Moshe Rabbeinu said to the people, V'nachnu mo, I and my brother Aaron HaKohen, we're nothing. What are you complaining to us for? As if we're in charge. We're not in charge. Hashem is in charge. Va'azai, and when a person humbles himself, va'azai nechsar chavo lebechinas Adam, then the chava is restored to Adam. It's returned, it's reconnected to Adam. Adam being lebechinas mo, referring to Hashem. The kingdom is being reconnected to Hashem, who is called Adam, who is this mo, this yud kevavke in the form of mo, v'nase keseder. And then things will get into order, into the right order. Hainu, ochor vokedem, and this is what's all included in this pasuk, back and front, there's backwards and there's forwards, vatoshes olai kapecha, and it's all dependent on the kapecha. Kapecha is the chaf, which is the yud vav dalet. Whether the person wants to put things in the proper order, yud vav dalet, or chas v'shalom, the person takes the kingdom to themselves and it becomes davoy. It becomes sickness, sadness, etc., etc. This is the first part of this chapter. It's deep. It's not typical. If possible, review it. You know, I try to explain everything as clear as we can on our level. We should be zeicher to crown Hashem, to always be thinking about that the real king, the real authority is Hashem. And by trying to make Hashem the king in our lives and in our homes, we should be zeicher to this keseder, that the union between husband and wife should be a healthy union, working, being able to work together, to cooperate, each one knowing their place in a healthy, proper way. We know, I remember as a general rule, I remember my Rebbe Rav Rosenfeld saying that normally, in a normal, healthy home, when it comes to religious matters, assuming that the husband is more knowledgeable and more connected to Torah learning, the authority should generally be the husband. When it comes to gashmius, when it comes to more materialistic things in the home, the woman should be given the respect. She should be given the right to choose, you know, what it should be. There's a lot of variables here. This is not a blanket rule. We should be zeichet to shalom bayis. We should be zeichet to return the malchus Hashem completely with the geula shleima, with the coming of Mashiach, who will enlighten, who will open all of our eyes to really see and realize and understand the true malchus, the malchus of Hashem, the malchus of Dovid HaMelech, and be zeichet to the highest levels of shalom in our homes and in the entire world. Wishing everybody a good yantif for Tu B'Shvat, a happy yantif. We should be zeichet to have what to sing and dance about, to celebrate. The 15th of the month is the full moon. It's not coincidence that we're learning this now, that this represents the Shleimus HaMalchus. We should be zeichet to see the Malchus of Hashem, the Malchus of Kedusha, B'tachlis HaShleimus.